afraid. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Leg?
What's up, man?
High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
I'm Leo.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bop, bop, bop.
Go, Red Sox.
Hear me like a bop, bop, bop.
Wall dick, but yeah.
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Come on and sing it all night long. I'm tired of listening to you. All night long. I want you to shut up. All night long.
Don't do it, sir. Hey.
All night long. I've been listening to this for the last 5 days. Call the police. Call the police. I can't sleep.
And I didn't stutter nor did I stammer. My vocabulary isn't inept enough.
One.
The rock body with the sleeves on their hands.
And that's it.
High school.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Touch and Rich radio program. Rich Shirtlieb is not coming in today. He's claiming strep throat. Who knows?
You think there's an ulterior motive?
No, he couldn't. He wanted to leave right after the show yesterday. He thought it was allergies. But apparently it's the strep throat, which is a 24-hour thing once you get your medication. Yesterday, intern Nick put up a picture of himself where he was still wearing a hat, which I found fantastic.
I didn't even think of that, but that's true. So, how often do you see intern Nick without a baseball cap on?
I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Me neither.
No. Neither have I. Yeah, and I don't think I've seen it. And he worked here in like 2007. And I don't think I've ever seen him without a hat on.
So he posted a picture on Twitter.
He has a beautiful head of hair.
Yeah, he posted a picture on Twitter. And he underwent a lot. I mean, he said, you know, he underwent open-heart surgery.
So here's the deal. Let's talk about that. So intern Nick got sick. They didn't know what was going on. Legitimately really sick. And they didn't know what was going on. And then they kind of, you know, took care of everything except this one thing in his heart. Now, what does open heart surgery mean to you?
It means invasive, that you crack open the chest and you go in and fix whatever the problem
is. Okay, so do you think he had open heart surgery?
Yes. Yeah, he had like a valve replaced or something.
Yeah. Like they cut his chest open?
Yeah.
Ew. Really?
Yeah.
Because my father had a quadruple bypass, and they didn't do that.
They snake something in to knock out the blockage?
Yeah, it goes through your groin.
Okay.
Like a stint?
No, it was well above a stint. Stint's amateur hour. My father had the whole nine yards.
Yeah, the real man blockage?
That's right, baby.
Through a circuit breaker.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. They, I don't know what they did, but it was no stint.
Sure.
Stint's easy. Once you get old, you got stents all over the place in your urethra and everything. Oh. Stents? Oh, that's what that's how they do everything. That's old people gold.
Okay.
If you only need a stent, that's where you got it going on. So they cracked his chest and went into his heart?
I haven't heard from him exactly, so I figured it was, yeah.
Because I'm unaware of that happening anymore. I'm not questioning what's going on. He was very sick, and he's still ICU, and he's not going to be back for months.
It looked like he had some pretty big bandages on his chest.
Okay. Ew. If they had to do open heart, that's no joke. Because that's when they cut you open and crack your ribs open, and then use like the things to the forceps to like keep your chest open, and then they got to sew it all back together, and you got like broken ribs. Well, that's the case. How'd he get the hat on is what I want to know.
Yeah.
Maybe he had it on the whole time. He never took it off.
He didn't want the doctors to see his head.
Excuse me, guys, I'm used to this. Would you mind like to keep this particular baseball cap on?
Does anyone know, has anyone had open heart surgery in the last, like, 10 years?
I'm sure.
Because they go through your groin now and go up, and I'm not saying groin instead of balls. They go up through your groin and then kind of, like, navigate your system and then get into your heart that way. Because if he had open heart surgery, I mean, that's no joke. Again, my father had a quadruple bypass. Oh, Jamelli's on the thing.
Is he really?
Yeah, they cracked my ribs open, got a kick-ass scar.
Nice.
All right.
Pretty cool.
Yeah?
Well, take your hat off and let the world see.
10 to 1, he's got the hat on right now at 6:06 in the morning.
That's right. So I guess he did have open heart surgery. Oh, boy. Hachi machi. Not good.
But the bottom line is he's going to be okay. He'll be out a couple of months, but he's going to be okay.
That's the word on the streets, baby. That's what they're saying. What they're saying, that he will be just fine, which is good news. We couldn't talk about it. We didn't want to talk about it. But open heart surgery, oof. Good for him. Now he gets
that's cool with me.
That's right, Robert Kraft.
The birthday boy yesterday, by the way.
I know, 77 years old. 77 years old. Older than my parents.
How do you think he celebrated? What does Robert Kraft do with all of his interests?
Him and Meek Mill just smoked a blunt and looked at shoes.
They hotbox a helicopter somewhere.
Yeah. Seriously. He's like, hey, baby, you want to go take a helicopter with me? Take this thing around. Nick with the Twitter thing, after open heart surgery, he's going to have a big, he said he had a kick-ass scar. That's going to be the lady's choice.
We're going to have the big reveal when he shows up.
Yeah. All right, let's go to James. James, hello.
Hello, good morning.
What's up?
Not much. So I work in cardiac rehab, and so I have a little dealing with the after cardiac surgery thing. And open heart surgery still is pretty commonplace these days.
Okay, and so what's the healing time with that?
So for the full recovery of the rib cage or the chest area is 6 months. The heart recovers in as little as 3 months.
6 months. So you crack the ribs and open it up, and how long? So it's 6 months for the ribs to, like, get their situation together. How does that work?
The scar tissue and everything to fully heal is 6 months. And uncomfortableness can last up to a year.
Oh, boy. So why can they do quadruple bypass through your groin, but they can't do the open, but they have to do the open heart surgery for some things?
They still do the open heart surgery for CABGs, like your father had. It depends on the doctor's discretion, the amount of blockage in the heart valves. So,
yeah, my father got no scars. He's got a huge scrotum, and they just went, foof. That's the noise that it made.
Really?
Foof. Yeah. It went through his scrotum.
Okay.
Foof.
Okay.
I had a financial thing going on yesterday.
My dad has a huge scrotum. Kind of caught me off guard there.
Well,
all right.
He's got an old man scrotum. I don't know what you want.
Okay.
So, yesterday, I got this intercom merger was really bad for me. Like, the not from the Beasley end, but from the intercom. And I mean, a bunch of stuff went on that I didn't know, and I got absolutely screwed out of money. Absolutely screwed out of a lot of money, six figures.
I thought that was taken care of. You found what you needed to find, and you were on the way to smoothing things out.
Until it was taxed. And so six figures, I'm out.
And man.
So I was talking to my dad, and I'm like, do you know what da-da-da-da-da? And he was getting so flustered because he didn't know what I was talking about that he started screaming at me.
Did he blame Obama?
No, he just started screaming at me.
What about? Why was he screaming at you?
Because I was in a plan that in no way could be a 401k.
Ah.
But it was an excess 401k, and they sent me essentially a paycheck where all the taxes were taken out. So I'm down all the money. I got taxed by the government on the money that I had in this thing. Instead of transferring it over to something, they sent me a check, which they said I decided. But I have no recollection of. Did you fill out paperwork for Entercom?
For Entercom? No.
No. Yeah,
that I, no.
No, see, no, neither did I.
That happened to Nick, too. They sent him a check.
Yeah. So. Well, times that by a million.
Yeah.
So I got that, and I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know. And then my father just started screaming at me because he didn't know what was going on.
He called you incompetent, you know, all
no,
that
no,
stuff?
No, no, no. He didn't scream that I was dumb. He
okay.
just started... He was getting so flustered that he didn't have the information because I called
right.
him. He used to know everything.
Right.
And now every year that goes by, he knows less and less.
How old is he?
74.
Okay.
1942.
Okay.
76.
Yep.
So he's 76.
Mm-hmm.
But like everything, he has a pension and everything like that, so he doesn't know.
I'm lucky. My dad just turned 81, still very, very sharp mentally.
Not really. If you really looked into it, if you spent any time with the man,
he's been faking it now for years.
There's no way he's mentally sharp.
He is. He's
as he was when he was younger.
Oh, no, he's not as sharp as he was when he was 30.
Right. Well, my father doesn't have amnesia.
No, no. The way you're painting it is probably worse than it is. The way I'm getting this from you is probably worse than it really is.
He just didn't know the answers to my questions.
Sure. And got angry.
Driving him insane.
Got angry that he didn't know the answers. So who's he going to take it out on?
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
So I made a gigantic mistake, apparently. And I don't know how, but hey, Entercom. Well done. I'm very excited that we... got through that process and you cost me all that money. Maybe we'll make it up when you hire us. I want an extra little thing on the side.
That's part of the negotiation, I would think.
Oh, they want to hire us.
No, I'm not saying you don't. They don't. What I'm saying is that should be part of the negotiation. I'll come on board if you give me X.
Yeah, well, yeah, they screwed me.
Sure.
Yeah.
See all this money you cost me that shouldn't have been taxed? The money was taxed.
I want a bonus.
Make that up.
I don't think that would be a problem.
Sure.
I actually think they would do that post-haste.
Yeah.
Knowing what's going on. All right. Here is Dan Roach, by the way, coming in. For some reason, my wife got up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and saw Rich's text that he wasn't coming in. And so I text Roach at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
He didn't get it.
No.
Eh, well.
No, you got to call Danny. Got to call him.
Yeah, should have called him at 3 o'clock in the morning.
They would have woke him up. He would have been phones right next to his head.
All right. Well, then why didn't he hear a text?
It's T&R.
I heard you like to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
Five, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and I saw the majority of this game last night for a change. The Red Sox take on the Tigers. They win 6-0 based on the BS call at home in the first inning.
He was out. He was absolutely out. How could you not
see
that?
They didn't have an angle that showed that absolutely.
The tag on the back was a heartbeat before the guy's hand touched home plate.
Do you know for a fact that he touched him?
No. You can't possibly see it. But I thought, from what I saw, the video I saw, it was a fraction of a second before the runner, I think it was Martin's hand, touched home plate.
I don't think Martin was touched.
Well, there's a photo that agrees with you on the screen behind
us. Yes, he was not touched. I told you that.
Well, the ump, of course, in horrible position. So that's got to be the first base umpire. I see an umpire anywhere near there.
I just told you that he wasn't touched, and there he is not getting touched.
He's not touched. No, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't pop up. First of all, there was the kick-ass slide.
Oh, yeah.
Which you don't see every day.
No. Nope.
Going under the plate, reaching the left hand out.
Yep.
And yes, he wasn't touched.
No, that's the first angle I've seen of that.
Yeah,
no, he wasn't touched.
And that changes everything. Because Castellanos, and then you got Cabrera that walked after that, so it changes everything.
Stephen Wright wriggled out of a first-inning jam and was brilliant after that.
Yes, he did. He wriggled out of a first-inning jam that he doesn't get out of if they don't miss that call at home. But nonetheless, J.D. Martinez, the ex-Tiger, goes a little dong, 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 Rooney.
High fly ball, left center field. That one way, way back there. It travels, it is gone. Off of the standard out there in left center field, Martinez with his 20th home run of the season.
Thank you to Nesson for that, and that's it. 20 ding-dongs of Martinez coming through like a champ.
By the way, that was right after he got flipped by a fastball. You see that? Guy threw a fastball right at his head, dusts himself off. 5 pitches later, takes him deep.
Yeah, and I like in the first inning how Martin was safe, and they called him out. That was fun, too.
It's not like that call is going to change the course of Detroit's season.
Detroit sucks.
A good team.
Yeah, they suck. They had the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah.
And they took a kid from Auburn, which I guarantee sucks.
Okay.
And so, no, but
I don't think Detroit screwed that one up from what I was reading. I think that pitcher is going to be fine.
Well, that's the thing is that he was the most major league ready in quotations, which it means
next up for Tommy John.
Super average.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
SEC coaches.
Yeah.
That really never happens, right? Really burn you out. I mean, they do. They have you, they burn those guys out like there's no business. But here comes Xander Bogaerts, and he goes, I had 10 home runs last season. Here's my 9th. Ding dong!
That one tagged into right center. That's a long way. Martin looking up, and it is gone. Xander Bogaerts with number 9.
All right, and the only reason we're playing this is that Eckersley gets a little indignant. Wright strikes out Iglesias, who's a offensive specialist. I mean, I can only imagine the pride that comes for striking out Iglesias.
He's the Marcus Smart of baseball.
He's the Ozzie Smith of modern day, even though Ozzie Smith taught himself to hit 300.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, Wright strikes out Iglesias. The ball gets away from Vasquez, and here is Eckersley.
And a 2-2 on Iglesias. And that's a swing and a miss, strike 3. He does not run. Vasquez will fire on to get him.
Why is he standing there? I don't understand what happened here.
Never left the box.
I know, but he asked. And the umpire said it hit something. Watch.
I think he's saying it hit the catcher, Vasquez, on the leg and ricocheted away.
Why can't Iglesias? He's got to go to first base. What's he doing? Is he trying to plead that he foul tipped it? He has to be. Because you got to go, bro.
You got to go, bro.
You got to go, bro.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I say to the marrow every time after I wipe it down with a diaper. You got to go, bro. We're racing for papers tonight. Hey, you want this fine chick with the nice booty? You got to go, bro. That's right. Come on, bro. Let's wipe this bad boy down.
Do you think Eckersley is aware of this whole narrative on this show?
I think Eckersley lives that narrative.
No, no, but I'm sure.
Way before this show even started.
No, no, I understand that. But is he aware that everyone's onto it?
I have no idea. He doesn't drink anymore.
And he probably listens to, like, cassettes, so probably not.
I think you give him credit. I'm thinking 8-tracks.
Yeah, whatever the car takes.
Specially made 8-tracks for the Camaro.
He saw Roadhouse and he was like, I got to get one of them tape players.
Hello.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I think that Eckersley just says, like, I got a mustache and feathered hair, and this is the way it's going to be.
You got to go, bro.
You got to go, bro. Hey, look at that Todd Fanny over there. She's giving you the eye. What should I do?
Hello.
No, what should I do?
You got to go, bro.
All right. I'll check it out.
Whoa.
Look at this guy next to me at the stoplight. He's revving his engine and looking at me. What should I do?
You got to go, bro.
All right.
Got to put the shades down first over the nose.
Whoa.
That's right.
You're challenging me to a little bit of a race?
And here is Wright. He was talking about how he felt going in.
A little antsy, you know, a little excited, nervous. I mean, it's been about a year and a half since I've gone out there healthy and thrown. But, you know, once they made that unbelievable relay in the first, I was able to kind of calm down a little bit. So it's definitely nice to get back out there.
Yeah, you were able to calm down after the bad call over there.
Which Detroit had plenty of chances to hit him after that.
Josh Fowler has shown that that is a good, close to a foot away from a tag.
No, he's safe. I didn't see that angle at all on TV last night. So, yeah, he's safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand why you're so obsessed with this. Detroit is still a bad team. They still probably would have lost a game.
No, they wouldn't have.
Oh.
They wouldn't have lost that game if it wasn't for that. Wright just said it. He was nervous.
I understand that. But Detroit, my point is, Detroit is such a bad team. They have been bad for a while. It is entirely possible that the Red Sox, who have one of the best offenses in Major League Baseball, would have scored enough runs to overcome a bad first inning. Against a rookie who was not very good last night.
No, he was not good last night. I don't think he...
Yeah, Detroit might have gotten 2-3 runs in the first inning, but I'm pretty sure the Red Sox would have rallied.
That changes the whole narrative, okay. My friend, okay. Of the game. And Detroit's not that bad. I mean, Detroit's a 500 team, basically. And then they asked Alex Cora, what's going on over here with Pedroias, if anyone cares? And
here's with what Petey, he said. Everything about the surgery is fine. He just has some inflammation. I was actually talking to him during the game. Hopefully he'll be with us sooner rather than later. It's nothing that has to do with surgery, so that's good.
Well, John, as a Red Sox fan, you have to be extremely excited about the possibility of Pedroia coming back.
Right.
The team is desperately missing
a 34-year-old injury-prone second baseman with 4 years left on his contract. Yeah.
And that seemed like a big bargain when he signed it.
Well, it is. I mean, by today's standards, it is a bargain, but no, not for what you're getting for him.
No.
No.
No, that's an albatross.
You know
at this
who else
point.
Is in a bargain? Drew Pomerantz. Not a bargain. Not a bargain at all.
When that Pomerantz trade went down, people went insane thinking that he was going to. I mean, he's had his moments. But
last year, he was very good.
That last year, he was very good.
This year, not so much.
No.
So we get the immortal Jalen Beeks pitching tomorrow night for the Red Sox.
Well, Pomerantz had that history of throwing about 40 innings a year, and then they decided that, hey, let's put our eggs in that basket. All right. Yesterday, there was some talk of the Eagles not coming to the White House. I'll tell you what, is Donald Trump does not know the words to God Bless America.
Not even close.
Not in any way, shape, or form.
Nope. But he's an American, damn it. He's celebrating the flag. He's out there. He's talking.
That was bizarre.
Yeah.
And kind of weird. That was, like, weird. That looked almost like a country that was underneath the thumb of a dictator at that point.
You think Trump's plans to roll out the American military right down Washington, D.C., right in front of the White House, the show of force with tanks? You don't see that in military dictator countries, do you?
Somehow, someone made a good point to me on email, is that if you went through all the USFL tape of Trump in his box, there's got to be footage of him not standing up during the national anthem.
I'm sure there is. The hypocrisy of this president has been, shall we say, easy to spot.
It's just it did.
But, I mean, it's gotten so bad that you expect it. So, yeah, I'm sure there is. There are multiple tapes of him not standing for the anthem or, you know, talking to other people or showing a lack of respect for the flag.
Like, wouldn't you?
I'm sure there are at some point.
If you're throwing some rally, wouldn't you learn the words to God Bless America?
Or at least have it on the podium in front of you.
Or you're just standing there with some weird look on your face like an idiot.
Yeah, he's won. Again, he's happy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's draped in the flag. In his mind, he's won again.
No, and then in the minds of a lot of people, he's won again.
And by the way, there was an update to the list of Philadelphia Eagles players that were going to show up to the event.
And it was like one.
Yeah, it was Nick Foles and maybe one other guy. That was
it. Foles. Representing the country, Foles, a true patriot. Well, there's two teams that are going at it right now that have agreed on one thing, and that is not going to the White House. We'll have that for you Here are the headlines.
You got to go, bro.
Toucher and Rich.
Self-help shenanigans.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Five, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Yesterday, the President of the United States, Donald Trump, if, in case you didn't know, I got to give that all for you. The Eagles had one player who was confirmed for the White House event, and I think wisely, the President said, well, maybe we'll take care of this and not do it. And it's Nick Foles, and I wonder if... If people are like, Nick, like you're the guy?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, at this point, you just say, no one's going, but Nick Foles absolutely wanted to meet the president, and good for him. So instead, Trump had a fantastic patriotic rally, and then they played God Bless America, and he truly didn't know the words. I mean, he did not know the words to God Bless America. When he was singing... He was getting him wrong, and then he just awkwardly sat there in front of a microphone. I honestly can't tell you why that happened. It was so poorly done, and I told you yesterday it would be. There's no turnaround time. So they just had, like, military guys up there singing with Donald Trump in front of them, in front of a mic. And except for, I'm sure my father ate it up, but I just, it just seemed so forced and awkward. And a little uncomfortable last night.
Did they have the pyro?
No.
There was no pyro?
No, they had nothing. It was the military choir or whatever, and they sat there and sang, and Trump stood in front of them, and it was weird.
I was expecting, this is how I envisioned it. I know it wound up different than this. This is how I envisioned it. Trump on a podium, maybe 20 feet higher than everyone else, a gigantic flag right behind him, and pyros going off. As soon as we were in between the two songs, the Star Spangled Banner and God Bless America, so, that's what I was doing. And then afterwards, you know, he was whisked away. You know, like we saw that night in Las Vegas, like, you know, taken back up to the ceiling. I thought he was going to fly away over the flag back to the Oval Office.
No, he just
that's
stood,
how I envisioned the whole thing.
He stood amongst the military choir, and it was really cool for America. And this guy said, I've asked six of the fans, quote unquote fans,
yeah,
at the White House who was the Eagles quarterback during the Super Bowl. Not one person knew. So he's a guy from NBC Philadelphia. So much for all the Philadelphia fans coming out. Not a lot of people there. And you would think that, I mean, I'd want to stand on the White House lawn. I don't care what's going on. I would want to stand there. I'd want to see what's doing. It's hard to get into the White House. They don't just let any jabroni in, but not a success. And so LeBron James weighed in on this. He's been critical of the president, and here's what he had to say.
It's typical of him. I'm not surprised. It's, you know, typical of him, and I don't know. I mean, I know no matter who wins this series, no one wants to invite anyway, so it won't be Golden State or Cleveland going.
Yeah, so maybe you'll get another kick-ass concert like yesterday.
A little more planning. We can get pyro this time.
I there's nothing going on. Like, he's the president of the United States. Like, that's what you could put together is you got, like, 15 guys.
Yeah, there are 18 guys, nine on each side, and then Trump in the middle.
Yeah.
That's it. On a stage.
Well, there's no one and any more patriotic, and I think it would be funny if you went through the USFL film and saw him in the owner's box not standing up for the anthem.
What I think would really be funny, and I didn't see this, of course, I haven't looked close enough. Was there anyone who knelt in the crowd during the ceremony?
No,
I'm wondering.
Oh, one person did.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Dan,
wouldn't.
One gentleman did, and it was picked up, I think, by a Swedish television broadcast, and they immediately went over to him afterwards, and he kind of rushed away. He didn't want to talk to anybody. He left the event immediately afterwards.
He was arrested.
Arrested for kneeling?
He was arrested.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Yeah, he knelt.
There it is.
Good.
All right, and the video here on the screen back
maybe
there.
Maybe he was tired because that's a bit of a gut like I guy. Have. That's no question about it. And Steph Curry was asked about the whole shenanigans at the White House, and here's what he had to say.
I agree with Bron. Pretty sure the way we handled things last year, kind of stayed consistent with that. But at the end of the day, like I said, every team has an opportunity to make a decision for themselves and speak for themselves, and I think that's powerful, being in this situation.
No, you don't say. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the daughter of the great other Sanders guy.
Colonel Sanders?
Steve Sanders.
Steve Sanders, that's right. She inherited the Corvette when Steve finally was over it.
That's right.
And Steve, at one point, very interested in a transvestite. And
yes.
I don't know if that's the correct term.
Elle was her name out in Palm Springs. I remember her.
That's
yeah.
right. He was getting gas at a gas station. This beautiful woman came up to him.
Sure.
And then the chaos ensued after that.
Yep.
Not blackballed by the keg house.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Sanders hanging tight. Always in love with Jenny Garth.
Kelly Taylor, yeah.
Always in love. Never mm-hmm. really got over that. A little jealous of everyone else.
Got awkward when Brandon started dating Kelly, too. That right at the beginning. That was very awkward.
Well, that was, Brandon flexing and getting involved. Hey, you hick from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
But Huckabee Sanders, again, daughter of Steve Sanders, one-time member of the Keg House.
Right.
With what was the fat guy's name?
Munts. Any other questions? Feel free to fire them right over here. I got
fellow
you.
Fellow fraternity brother of Munts had this to say.
The Eagles are the ones that tried to change their commitment at the 11th hour, and the president, frankly, thinks that the fans deserve better than that.
Wait, play it again. Dan was talking to me. Go ahead.
The Eagles are the ones that tried to change their commitment at the 11th hour, and the president, frankly, thinks that the fans deserve better than that.
Yeah. The fans are really upset about the whole thing.
All those Philadelphia Eagles fans in attendance showed up.
Yeah. They're just sitting there going,
no
why?
Idea.
Yes. Why?
Yeah.
Why are the Eagles not there? And apparently Trump was furious when Tom Brady didn't come to the White
yes,
House.
Yes, that's right. I was reading that yesterday, how he called the organization and tried to change things and was unaware that Brady's mother was sick, which was the reason he was unable to attend.
Yeah, so Trump was BS about your boy Tom Brady.
He's very embarrassed that Brady did not show up last year.
But in fairness, he really did make up for it with a weird concert with the military where he didn't know the words to God Bless America. And why would you stand in front of them? Like, wouldn't you, step aside?
No, symbolically, this completes the whole look. By doing this, he's wrapped himself in the flag. So, of course, you have to stand there with an American flag behind you. And, I don't know, what are they called? The Glee Club? Whatever they are. They're standing, standing behind you. That's what happens.
He doesn't know the words to that thing any better than I do. I don't know the words to God Bless America.
The U.S. Army Corps, my mistake, I'm sorry. That makes me unpatriotic, is all get out.
No,
I apologize.
The U.S. Army Corps, which is filled in for the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they kind of missed the mark with that. I'm sure not many people saw it, but that was not a really convincing event. That didn't really work over and do what he intended it to do.
Maybe to some of us, but I'm imagining, as Trump is an expert at doing, he has pandered to his base. I'm sure his base loved the gesture and will forgive any misgivings of, okay, it could have been a lot better. What do you expect him to do? The Eagles, hung him out to dry. He had to quickly, move things around on the run, and I thought, and this would be his base, we think that this is a great, great gesture by the president to trumpet our great nation.
Well, I'll tell you what, is getting 18 guys up there to sing when the president doesn't know the words was really inspiring. I enjoyed that completely. We'll be right back. Dan Roach making his way in. It only is taking him about 3 hours to get here, so it should be interesting.
Teacher and Rich.